Young undocumented immigrants in the program known as DACA have won a reprieve. A federal judge in California forced the government to let those with deferred action for childhood arrivals reapply for their protections from deportation. WNYC's Beth Fertig met one of these so-called dreamers who's rushing to take advantage of the opportunity, while the fate of DACA remains up in the air in the courts and Washington.
When the Trump administration announced last fall that it was phasing out DACA, 29-year-old Hugo learned he would be one of the first people to lose his protections. That's because his 2-year permit was scheduled to expire on March 9th, but DACA was ending March 5th.
It was shocking. It was upsetting. It was knowing that I missed it by 4 days.
He says he was scared because the government already knows where he lives and could deport him at any time, which is why he doesn't want us using his last name. But mostly he was worried about his daughter. He's her primary caretaker, supporting her with his salary as a restaurant manager. And she's 8, the same age he was when his parents brought him to the U.S. illegally from Mexico.
Yeah, I feel like I could have gone to Mexico and she could have gone with me, but she's not from Mexico. There's so many more opportunities here for her. And also I wouldn't want to expose her to like something where, you know, like how I was brought into this country, you know, where I didn't know what was going on.
But last week, Hugo got a ray of hope. A federal judge in California ruled the Trump administration canceled DACA improperly. That forced the government to let anyone who already has DACA to reapply.
So Hugo has your email address or phone number. They've stayed the same, right?
Yes.
On Thursday, Hugo went to Jackson Heights to meet with Yasmin Farhang, the lead immigration attorney for Make the Road New York. They flipped through 15 pages of documents, but she warned him.
Obviously, while your application is pending, we don't know what, if any, changes there will be.
Because the Trump administration plans to challenge the California ruling. Hugo, though, was just focused on getting his application in the mail.
This is definitely a relief for now, but I do feel like there's still a fight out there.
For legislation to give dreamers like himself more permanent legal status. Beth Fertig, WNYC News.